Are you here? Didn't spot you. There you are. You brothers want to stand for a few minutes? You don't have to dress up to come down here, brother. Maybe turn around and shake hands with one another. If there's any of you that's going to have to leave this afternoon and you're going to need transportation, well, Johnny and the brothers would appreciate knowing it when you can give it to them so that they can make preparations for it. All right, you may be seated.
First, I've really enjoyed the services that we've had and what we've heard. It's been a lot to think on, and I'd just like to say it's for everyone, you know, to fight for himself. We're all in it, and we're individuals. So a lot of things that's been spoken to, I think it's going to help us all to look at ourselves. I think it's really helped me to just see where I stand. Sometimes, you know, we look at the other fella and we miss ourselves. And I believe it's me that is in need. See, if we ever one will do that, then maybe we'll get somewhere. But if you look at the other fella, he's always in need and I'm all right. And you can't get help that way. So really, I've enjoyed it. I've got no feelings. I love every one of you. And there's nothing that's been said that's caused me to dislike you or not to appreciate you or not to love you. I might differ with you, but I'll just let it go at that. Because I remember when the prophet said one time that he said, I could differ, how different with men as far as the east is from the west, and never one time ever had a seat in my heart again. He knew how to handle it. But we differ and we have feelings. See, this is where we get in trouble, see? And then we want to take offense and come back and cut one another apart. That's not right. That's not the gospel. So that just shows that we need something, see? And like the brother said, I believe that we are the revelation of God. Now, if you say that you have the revelation, as the brother had just referred to, and I believe it's a real good quote that we should look at, as Brother Van said, in Christ, the mystery of God revealed. If we say that we have that revelation in the same life that he produced when he was here, don't live out through us, then we must have the wrong revelation. But it's hard for us to see that we have. We don't look at the light, but I believe he also said, let me say this, I believe he also said, when the word is revealed to you, then it expresses itself through you. And when the word's revealed, if you say, I have a revelation, it's been revealed to you, then it must express itself through you. Now, so I want to read a scripture and not want to take too long, but in Ephesians 1, and verse 9 and 10, I believe it is. Yeah, verse 9 and 10. Now, I didn't bring my Bible along. I got the brother's Bible. And this print is real fine, and my eyes is getting a little bit dim. But verse 9 and 10. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Now, to say this, now I've been around a little bit, and I've heard a lot of things since I've been in the message, and And I realize we got a message to go by, but I wonder sometimes, and being real truthful with you now, because we're supposed to be men in this, and brethren, we should be able to speak, and I want to speak my heart. See, I want to be real honest, because I've got to stand before God, the same as you do, and we'll give account for what we have said and what we have done. Now, we've got to face it. Now, I believe that we've had a message. But seemingly, a lot of times in talking to people in the meshes, nobody knows what it is. In general, sometimes. We don't know what it is. Now, we must understand the message. I believe the prophet taught that. We've been given the message. And he said, recognize your day and its message. Recognize. Now, I realize the prophet came on the scene. And as the brother said, he's had three pulls. I believe that. I believe with all my heart. But do we realize when our days come in effect? Do we realize what is our message? Now, I believe, according to the message, that Brother Branham said in What is Attraction on the Mountain? I'm just to make time. I got a lot of quotes, but I'm not going to have the time. But maybe we'll throw in a few, because I believe that we have to take the quote. If you preach out of here, it's all right. I believe preaching out of the Bible, because that's where it comes from. I believe if it came out of here, it's got to go back into there. It's got to fit. But I'm not guessing using the quotes, because, like I said, we had the Bible all the time, and we was all off. So if you cannot prove it, what the prophets say, we've got to take his message. But here's what I'm trying to say. Now, Brother Branham said, what is attraction on the mountain? Brother Branham was talking about the evening time light. Now, I want you to watch. I believe we've had an evening time light. I believe the brother said Luke 17 and 30, Revelation 10 and 7. And both scriptures, Malachi 4, and also Zechariah 14 and 7. Now you're talking about one thing here. It runs together. The evening time light is the same as Luke 17 and 30. It's the same as Revelation 10 and 7. It's going to do something. It's a day of coming. The light's going to come on. The word's going to be revealed. And we can see who we are and see where we're going. Know where we've come from. Now, so Brother Branham said, the reason I'm saying this is to clear this up. He said, and first is this the time. Now, was attraction on the mountain. He was calling back to the tape or the book. First is this the time. He said, you remember when he preached that in 1962 in December the 30th, I believe. He said, Zechariah 14 was yet probable, yet to be fulfilled. Now, we want to know when our day and our message can really came. Now, I'm not saying all the words, you don't take away, you don't throw any of it away. But we want to find out really, when did our day start? What about the message? When did the real message come for us? Now, he said that was prophecy yet to be fulfilled. But now in 1965, when he preached What is Attraction on the Mountain, he said, now it's shipwreck. So somewhere in between that and that message, that was fulfilled, made history. Now, so we do have a message. We have an end time message. We have a bright age. It has brought on an age. It has brought on a harvest time. And Brother Branham called it a new day or new message. Not bringing Pentecostal over in this new message, but it's a brand new message. Okay? Now, I believe some of our trouble, brothers, I'm speaking and including myself, I believe we're trying to mix a lot of things up, and maybe we don't even recognize what our message really is. And we run out on a lot of doctrine, and you haven't really brought Jesus Christ and made everything Jesus Christ. The whole thing that Brother Van was coming to was to bring the full revelation of the Word back to reveal the Lord Jesus Christ, or the Son of Man, which is the Word. Now, the Son of Man is Word, and the prophet said it was a word made flesh. It's been made flesh in this day. Now, saying this too, I believe it's still in flesh. Just because the prophet has moved off his scene. Now, we could get into many of these things, but maybe he may have made some real strong statement, but let me just feel what's on my heart. Now, I believe that the prophet was God's mouthpiece, for surely. And he come to foreshadow the word. He said, a prophet rises on the scene to foreshadow, to reveal, to gather it up and to reveal it, to make it known. But my brothers, this afternoon, if you watch the Son of Man, now they put the Son of Man in Brother Branham, and leave the Son of Man in Brother Branham, maybe your revelation will be that. But Brother Branham said that the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwell in one man, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, then he said, his next body, his bride's body, in the body of the bride dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily again. Now, but not one man no more. Not pull one man out and say, in Brother Branham was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That he said it was the fullness of the Godhead body was in the touch or in his body. We're part of that body. We're part of that body. He was part of that body. See? So in the bride's body, the whole body, in her dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In her, like it did in Jesus Christ. Now to pull me out single and say, in me dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. No. You're wrong. But we all, Brother Branham, had to have the Holy Spirit the same as you and I had to have it. He was born the same way. He was born by his mother, and he had to have a birth. Now, he was anointed leader and on the pillar of fire. But coming to this year now, coming down, what in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he's going to gather together all things in one. What did Brother Branham say about the Scripture? What did he really say? Now, he says, in Christ the mystery of God revealed. Let me first get a few quotes here, just to establish nothing, because if I say a lot of things and don't establish nothing, then I'll be in trouble sure enough. I'd have spent a week here trying to explain, so I don't want to get myself in too much trouble. The first thing I'd like to read, brethren, if you'd allow me to here. I've got a couple of books here that, now there's been a lot of things said. Has Brother Branham, was he ever wrong? Is everything he said is right? But let me read you a couple of quotes, would you allow me to? In trying to do God a service without it being his will, preached at November 27, 1965, on page 10 and 11, bottom of page of 10, I believe it is. Let me just read you a quote, what the prophet said. All right, paragraph 76, I believe it is. I am not disregarding my Presbyterian brethren there, and some of you Baptists, brethren, on the way that you have security. Or what? I am not saying this to be different, but you did not have it just right. Just right, now listen. See? He said, that's right, see? But I had it wrong too. Now, we've heard some statements made, many statements. Brother Jones taught, now not getting in trouble, and then some of the other brothers just making a quote. Brother Jones read you some quotes. Well, Brother Branham taught before the seal. And well, how he taught the new birth. How after the seals, he taught it different. Now we're dealing with security, understand, and the sealing. Brother Branham said that he had it wrong. Now let me go on to read now. He said, I had it wrong too. But when an angel stands from heaven and tells you, and here it is, right in the Scripture, that's true, see, that's right, see, he always speaks exact with the Scripture. He does, true, the angel, Holy Spirit. He always speaks exact with the Scripture. So he says that this angel
really revealed or corrected him, and he had it wrong, and he showed it, and it went right into the scripture. So he did change. He did change. All right. Showing you one more quote here in the restoration of the bride tree. Let's see, can I find this here for you? Then we'll go on. I just want to establish something here, because sometimes when you say these things, they say, now, I just don't know. I can't say Brother Branham is wrong. Well, if he said he was wrong, then I can say it. Say it that way. All right. Now, if he says he changed, then when he changes, I change too. I've got to follow it, say. If he changes, I'll change too, and I'll never go back and use the other things and try to preach both sides. It won't fit. No, it won't work. You can't work it. There's no way to work it. And a lot of brothers can't work it all. And that's why we got such a mess, too. It don't help us any, brothers. Because we don't even know what we're trying to preach. Well, you have no revelation. See, I don't think we should preach anything unless we know what we're talking about. Now, that's true. I don't think we should preach anything if you don't know what you're talking about. And what? They'll preach it, and when you corner them, they can't even explain it. But they teach it. They preach it. But when you corner them, want to know all about it, they don't know. They're just saying what he said. Now, brother, I believe in some time, if we're going to have anything to stand on, we're going to have to know what we're saying. The prophet knew where he was at. And I think at some time, brother, that we're going to have to know where we're at. If we don't know where we're at, we're lost. I believe that. I believe it all in my heart. We're lost. We don't know where we're at. We're lost. Here's the world. And we need to try to find our way out. Amen. All right. In page 47, in the restoration of the bride tree. Now listen to what the prophet said here. I believe the prophet was a man. But I believe it's a prophet too. But I believe it's a man, because that's what he said. Man makes mistakes. Now watch this here now. This is a prophet's word. He cannot say something here and something else over here. Who? God. God cannot say one thing here and change it over here. But we then found out that the prophet did. But now watch, there's what he says now. Something over here. I can say something here and something over there, because I'm a man. Now understand that. That's what he said. I'm a man, says, and you can too. I'm glad he let me out, because I've said a lot of things that have changed. I don't know about you fellows, but I'm being honest. I've changed my mind so many times since I've been in this message. So many times I've changed my mind, because I found myself wrong. Holy Spirit revealed the truth, and I had another ideal. And I died to that ideal, and I let the revelation talk. Let the word come through, because listen, brothers, let's face it. We're human beings, and it takes the Holy Spirit as the revealer. He's the only revealer. They are the Word, is the Holy Spirit. So you cannot get a revelation without the Holy Spirit. And also the Holy Spirit comes in by revelation. Amen. To get the Holy Spirit, you've got to have a revelation. You can't even get the Holy Spirit without revelation. If you've got a birth today, you've got to know how you got it. You don't know what it is. You don't even know what it is. You don't even have it. According to the message. Now, I know this gets pretty hard sometimes, but this is the truth. You say that you've got a birth, you don't even know what it is and what you're born on. There's something wrong somewhere. Don't even know where you come from and where you're going and how you got here. Oh, we've got to know these things. Brother Branham said, recognize your day and its message. Luther had to recognize his day and its message, and all the people that was making up the body in that day. They had to recognize it and catch it and go with it. Brother Branham said, when they caught it, they let everything loose, and they went with it. Everything. He said, when Wesley come along, the revelation struck, and those people were predestinated for that age, they caught that message, they sold out, and they went with it. They caught something, and they knew what it was, and it placed them into the body. Pentecostal age 1906 come along, they caught something, and they went with it, and it put them into the body. We're not in a Pentecostal age, brother. We're not in a Pentecostal age. We're beyond the Pentecostal age. We're in the grain age, the harvest age, the rapture season age. That's where we stand, according to the message. I've got plenty for a brother. Say, we're beyond that. The Pentecostal age is over. That's what he said. Amen. The future home, the heavenly bridegroom, just moving along. I just won't be able to do it. But that's what he said. In the future home of the heavenly bridegroom, he said it's over. No more seven. No more three. No more nothing. Then where you go to? When that runs out, you got to go somewhere. Ephesians 1 and 10. He said that's where you go. Ephesians 1 and 10. He reads that here in the future home and he uses the scripture. Now, I'd like to say this. The prophet said this. He get this thing laying in here just right. The prophet said that Jesus Christ rose on the first day of the week on an eternal day. An eternal day. That's what he said. After the seventh attack, he said he ascended into the heavens and came back on the day of Pentecost and still was an eternal day. Was an eternal day. Amen. The pyramid right at the bottom, the little part there. It was a space there before the first church age started in 53 A.D. That eternal day run for a space of time. So many years from the resurrection of Jesus Christ was an eternal day before the seven-day week started again. Now watch it, brother. We're gonna find our age and where we're at. Because he said, after the seven runs out, we got to go somewhere else, and we're still here. We're still here. And I'm not preaching a strange doctrine. I don't know, there might be some eighth-day doctrine I've heard of and never run into. But what? But it is an eighth day. The first day of the week again. Back to the eternal day. Now, the prophet said so. Here it is. You can read it all. Just save me time. I'm just hitting these things going along. Now, the prophet said here then, after the seventh church age is over, we go back to the eternal day again. We go back to the first day of the week, on the eternal day, or you can call it the eighth day. This is restoration, brother, we're talking about. We're talking about back to the apostolic fathers, back to the day of Pentecost, back to exactly what they had. Nothing taken away. And see, I would disagree with a lot of brothers in this message because they talk about restoration and don't want to take it off. But I believe that everything is in it. I believe the signs, the wonders, the gifts of the Spirit, everything is in it. I don't believe there's nothing to take away, but it's put in order. It's put in its place. But don't kick it out and say, it's not far out. You're taken away from the Word of God, and you cannot do it. We have the whole entire word, and he said this is back to that day again. Back to the fullness. We're talking about a fullness of, when the fullness of time shall come, he'll gather together all things in one in Christ Jesus. So here we are, brother, back to the full revelation of the word, back to the seed word again. The original seed is back out again. The Alpha in the first, that Pentecostal Alpha, and this is Omega, and it's one and the same. One and the same. See, what? Alpha and Omega is nothing, not anything different, but he didn't say anything in between. Two wasteies. Wasteies from the day of Pentecost would come and would raise all the people. What did he get out of it? Life. A resurrection. And what did we get? The same wasty, and the prophet called it, in the rising of the sun, Luke 17 and 30, back again, wave over the people, the second wasty. He said, Luke 17 and 30, you can find it in one place, I believe might be proving his word, I'm not for sure on that. Luke 17 and 30, and Luke 24 and verse 39 is the same, my brother. He said that one of them was waved on the day of Pentecost. The way she, Luke 24 and verse 49, the promise of my Father will come upon you. But carry that. He said, this is the way she, again come back as it was on the day of Pentecost and waved on the people. He said, what it is, it's given her life. See, here we're living in the age. We're not in the Pentecostal age. Your experience and your revelation is not for Pentecostal age. Your revelation is for this day and its message. Recognize your day and its message. Now, to show you now what we're trying to say here. Now, Brother Branham said he was a man. He could change his mind. He said, listen what he said going on here. He said, you can too. You can get more knowledge. Has anybody here got any more knowledge when you first started? Have you grown in the knowledge? You got more knowledge? He said, more knowledge and understanding. That's what he said. But not God. But not God. He's infinite, see? He has his first decision, his first thing, he says, has to stand eternal. Says. He said, it's the same. He cannot say one thing here and something over here. He's got to say the same thing every time in order to be God. But Brother Branham said, I'm a man. I can change and I can get more knowledge and more revelation that you can too, more understanding. All right, we find, if you look back to Brother Branham's message when he started, many times I find, if you're honest, and I feel that we should be honest with one another, we're in the message. We believe the message. We can be able to talk to one another. A lot of things maybe we can't say out, but we should be able to say it here. That's why we're here. That's why we're here, brother. And we should be able to say this. I find several things that Brother Branham changed, or the Holy Spirit came and moved him on into a greater depth of it. But listen, brother, for that time, just like Luther didn't have all the light, he didn't condemn him. That was all right for that day. That was all right. It was all right for Wesley what he had. That was good for that day. And when Brother Branham was bringing it, it was good for that day. But don't you bring it over here when the full revelations come and brought the full. Don't bring that part thing over here and try to mix it up. Leave it and write and divide the Word of God. We're talking about writing and divide the Word. We better write and divide this. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to let us know what's right and what's not right. See, it takes the Holy Spirit, brother. See, it takes the Holy Spirit. Oh, we got the message. Well, it didn't help us out any more than this helped us out without the Holy Spirit, brother, to reveal to us. The prophet knew what he was saying. He knew. But we don't know outside. Oh, you get knowledge, you can read, and intellect, mind, you can get so deep, and you can draw out some things, and it's real good. Nothing wrong with that in its place. But we're talking about a revelation. We're talking about a mystery. Now, I'd like to read to you, Christ is the mystery of God revealed, page 37. Let me show you here, page 37. Listen to what Brother Ram, we're talking about our day. And I believe we have had a dispensational change, brethren. I believe we're living in an age that Brother Van called an eternal age. He called it adoption age. Now, I'd like to have a little time if I could just go on. But I want to read this here, then I want to move on. Maybe I'm wrong. Can we see where I'm at here in Christ, the mystery of God revealed? Here we are. I believe it's at page 37. Okay, right at the bottom of the page of Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Now, listen to what Brother Burns said the new birth is now. Always we say, I've had the new birth, and I've got the new birth, and I've got all this. Well, you've got the revelation of it. Now, he said the new birth is Christ is a revelation that God has revealed to you this great mystery. Now listen, and that's the new birth. Now, what is the new birth, brethren? It's the revelation of this great mystery. When did it come, brethren? When did this great mystery was revealed? He's talking about Christ is the mystery of God revealed. And he said, this mystery, let me tie this in with Revelation 10 and 7. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished, as he has declared unto his servants the prophet. There's only one, my brethren, the mystery. And it takes all the mysteries to make the mystery. It takes all the words to make the word. Now watch, we're talking about one thing, brother. You can take every doctrine that they are in our land, and in this message, if you can't make it Jesus Christ out of it, there's something wrong. Some word. If you can't make it the mystery, and all did it run to one mystery, and that's Jesus Christ, your revelation is wrong. You can talk about the thunders and make it something outside the revelation of Jesus Christ, revealing him, you are wrong. You can say, talk about the seals and what all it done, it reveals Jesus Christ. If you talk about the token, what is it? It's Jesus Christ. Amen. If you're talking about rapture and faith, you are talking about Jesus Christ. In the fullness, it's him. He said so. Well, Luther was part of the rapture. Wesley was a part of the rapture. The prophets were a part of the rapture. But he said, Christ the Lord is the rapture. Christ, it's him. And Brother Branham told us that he's just going to rapture himself. The Word. So we just got to be him. He's just going to rapture himself. Nothing else. And we are part of this mystery. He said so. Amen. God had one purpose from Genesis to Revelation. The prophet said so. To make God and man one. If this message don't make us one, there's something wrong somewhere. Now, if you're adopting your God, don't make us one, there's something wrong somewhere. Amen. I like to make everything that you call it Jesus Christ. If you cannot make it Jesus Christ, I don't want it, brother. No, sir. You can polish it up and make it look good and all. But if it don't produce Jesus Christ in your life, there's something wrong with it. And you can just have that. I'll be about it to you and you try it off. I want something, brother, that'll make me like Jesus Christ. See? We can preach a lot of doctors. I tell you, when we find out what it all is, we can preach Jesus Christ. Amen. I've studied the message, brothers, and I believe it's Paul. You're talking about the third point. You ain't talking about nothing but Jesus Christ. Oh, and he'll be Jesus Christ all the way now. And he's going to do it all. The dead's going to get up and they change it all. But it's all in the third book. But it's Jesus Christ. And it's adoption time, brethren, when the fullness. We're talking about an age of fullness. Let me say something. I've run into brethren here that, I mean, not here, but in the message, a lot of times they'll say, a Pentecost, the original Pentecost back there didn't have it. Oh, we get far beyond now. I tell you, brothers, I think we ought to get the match. Now, don't you talk about going beyond what they had back there. You pull out one of them like Brother Branham said and hang yourself aside and imagine you got a pretty good job on your hands. You got a pretty good job. This is restoration. This is back to our forefathers. We talk about rapture and faith. Listen, my brethren. What you're talking about when you talk about rapture and faith. Brother Branham said Malachi 4 is going to restore it. Where does he take us back to? Pentecost. Now watch it now, brothers. It's listen, they had rapture and faith. We don't get another faith, brother. We get the same faith. But brother, in his predestination, say the predestination goes down. That was the original seed. And the seed had to fall in to the ground to bring this seed out. It's the same church, the same bride, the preview of the bride. Did it look the same? The first bride and the last bride was one and the same, identical. Is that right? The first bride and the last one was one and the same because both of them had the token, the way sheet, the same life, same everything, same sign, same wonders, same word, same dynamic power, same baptism, same everything. Oh Lord, you don't hear that preach much, brothers, but that lays in the message. You don't hear it preach much, but it lays in the message. Now I can prove all I'm saying, brothers. I wouldn't even be up here. I don't want to make a fool of myself. But I'm trying to say, brother, it lays in here, and we need to know this message. If there ever was an hour that we need to fall on our face, brother, back in the past, fall on our face and cry out to God, brother, that God will reveal himself to you. It'll settle it, brother. I've got no argument, no fuss with no man, brother. That's right. I've got no fuss and no argument with no man. It's settled in my heart. I know what it is. And it said, I'll never fuss with you. I've got no argument. I know what it is. And I'm going to walk sweetly on, brother. And I'll do my best to help you and love you along the way to entreat you as a brother. I don't care what you believe, I'll treat you as a brother. And I owe that to you. Listen, if I don't have that kind of spirit, there's something wrong with me. See? I just think sometimes the evidence proves there's something wrong with us. The evidence is out on us. We might say that we're right. Well, I'd say there's a lot of bad evidence. And a lot of strong evidence against us. Maybe that we do need something. See? But we just don't want to humble ourselves enough. It's hard for a man to admit he's wrong. My, I run into so many, they just never wrong. I just don't understand when a man is never wrong. I mean, Brother Bam said we're men and we can be wrong, see? In other words, he didn't know it all to start with, but I tell you, he knew one that did know it all. See? Brother Branham said he didn't know, maybe didn't know the Bible, maybe didn't make any promise, but he knew the author. He knew the author of the book, brother. And I tell you what, he could bring him on the scene. And the prophet told us, he believed that we stopped short of Pentecost. He said they stopped short of the power. He said, don't have no power. They stopped short of Pentecost. Oh, my. But we're afraid of Pentecost. Pentecost in this message is a nasty word to a lot of people. They'll kick you out and condemn you. If you talk about Pentecost too much, they don't understand what you're talking about. And I'm not talking about 1906. I'm talking about the original, brother, when it fell on the day of Pentecost. The original awakening is a dynamic power. I say it's back again. It's intermittent. But maybe we've missed it. You might be empty and don't know it. Maybe we should check ourselves. Maybe we should check ourselves and see where we're at. Then look at somebody else. I'd rather look at myself because I'm a, listen, you might make it, but I'm worried about myself. See, I can be looking at you all the time trying to help you. Maybe I'm the man that needs help. And see, you might go in and I'll be left out if I'm just trying to help you all the time and don't worry about myself. I tell you, I'm worried about myself. But you know what? Surrender. Give up. Let him have it. Let him have it. He can do it. You can't do it. But he's already done it. If you'll accept it, hallelujah. He's already done it. I just think we have a hard time accepting what he's done. He's already done it. We want to fight and argue about it. We don't know whether we want it or not. But I want it. Oh, he said it'll make you act a cheater. I want it. It might make me get happy. I want it. It might make me want to rejoice and act funny. I still want it. I ain't afraid of it. I want it. Oh, they'll call you Pentecost. I ain't worried about that. Brother Bam said, I might well get in there. They'll call us Holy Ghost. Might well start to act like it. They're going to call us Indians. I ain't worried about it, brother. I ain't worried about it. I tell you, I love it. I love it. I love it. Amen. I want to read this quote again because it means a whole lot to me. We say, well, I've had a verse for 50 years. I don't know about that. We'll talk about your day. We'll talk about a revelation for this day that'll fix you up. Brother Branham taught the doctrine series and all this, and we drove the pyramid, and we've seen the pyramid, and you know, as our brother said, he changed it and all. Now, listen, brother, I believe he drove one pyramid, all right, in the statue of the perfect man. And I believe at that time, brother, not saying anything, I don't want to hurt anybody. I'm just going to speak truth. Of, I've got the good land here, and so I'm not worried about it. I mean, if you know where you're at, you don't have to worry. See? If you know where you're at, you don't have to worry. And I believe I've got the good. I mean, here it is. It don't mean I've got it. I'm talking about here it is. Here it is. And I tell you, it'll straighten us out if we want to be straight. Here it is. Now, Brother Bam did teach that the birth and the baptism of the Holy Ghost was two different things. The brother read your quote. I don't have to go into it. I reckon we believe what it says. And there's a great controversy. I know that. But listen, the full light hasn't come yet. Brother Bam said, we're probing at it. Probeth and seals. Now, no man knows what's open at it until it's open, brother. Then we see clearly. Just wait till the man comes, turn on the light and see where you're at. See, and we always look at, and the prophet also is hard for us to accept it this way, but the evidence is here. See, we've got it. Now, stand this, brethren. Here, now what? Brother Branham, when the angel corrected him, he showed him that the true baptism of the Holy Ghost was the new birth. And listen, let me read another quote here. I'm just going to lay in a few things on the birth things. I had them laid out in order, but I'm just going to do it if I feel to pull them out. I'm just going to pull a few out and just say a little bit, and then I cut it off. I don't worry you out. But in birth things, I like I just like what the prophet said. I'll tell you, when you see the Holy Spirit come on it, brother, if I'm not trying to just put it on, I'm going to let the Holy Spirit put it on it. And he'll put it on in your life and all of our lives if you'll let him. He'll fix it. Don't worry about it. You know, let's try to get hold of the Holy Spirit. He'll do it. I think we're worried too much about the fact that we get it all out of whack. My God, I tell you, I tried to wake up and just give up and let him do it. You know, I studied this message just like you fellas. And think about the more I read, the more I study this, if the Holy Spirit didn't click, I didn't get no worse. I had a lot of ideals, and I thought I knew the whole lot, but I tell you, when the Holy Spirit reveals it, it's always different than what you thought it was. It's always been that way. It's always been that way. It was that way with the prophet. He said so. Sometimes a million miles from what he thought it was. That's what he said. A million miles from what he thought it was. But he never was wrong. But the Holy Spirit sure, every time the Holy Spirit would come, it's always different than what he thought it was. But never was wrong. Well, I'll leave that with you. Okay, I'm going to read a little bit in verse pains here. Listen to what the prophet said here in verse pains, page 27. I believe it is. Now listen. Notice quickly now. He said, she is in that phase beyond a shadow of a doubt. And we are in the Laodicean church age now. And her messenger is promised in Malachi 4th chapter. He's promised to do this. And the message is to bring back, now what? To bring back the word, to bring the people back to the word. Birth is to be. How you gonna get a birth, brother, without Malachi 4? How you gonna get a birth this age, a new birth? How you gonna get it? Now listen, brother, we're born on the word. Now listen to what he says. A birth is to be, she is to be delivered of a new birth from according to Malachi 4. According to Malachi 4, he's going to bring back the word that we can get it. Get fixed up. We're talking about fullness now, brothers. We're talking about an adoption time. Now, we hear a lot of things about adoption. I'd like to tell you in just a few short words how I see the adoption laid in here. I'll tell you what, Brother Branham, you'll never find Brother Branham saying anything about adoption after the token comes. Get the token, you've got it, my brother. You've got the ticket in your hand. Amen. That's your fullness. That's your time. He said the message had been coming for months and months and months up to this one day. Be fuller. Who is Jesus Christ in the fullness? Oh, we're trying to get a pocket. You mean you're trying to get born again on the word of God, which is adopted in this day. Not in the 1906 days, they wasn't adopted. He was trying to get them through the fullness of nature. Brother Branham said, adoption is an age or a time period. Now, don't think Brother Shields just breathes. It just gets me in there. That's all it does. It does the whole thing all. It's a time, and it'll run into the resurrection. It gets the dead up. That's what he said. It changes up. At the adoption time, when he pours in his fullness, it'll come so powerful among us that he'll even raise the dead, draw the dead up, and it'll change us, and it'll rapture us out of here. He said, this dynamic of this church, the refilling of this church, will take her into glory. Listen, brother, the church was filled one time. That's on the day of Pentecost. The original. My brethren, we need the same thing that they had. And the prophet called it a refilling. He called this the same dynamic power that they had back there. Now watch, going on down, I want to read just a little bit more down here. I believe it is. Maybe I should. No, maybe I'll just stop it at that. But you read the rest of the page. That's enough. All right, Malachi 4 had to come to bring back the word that we could get above. Did we all have a book before he got here? Thank God, brothers. Thank God. They might be strange, but thank God. We're talking about the age of affluence. We're talking about our day, our revelation. The mystery of God, the revelation of the mystery is the new birth, he said. Is the new birth. Think about it, brethren. Just think on those things just a little bit. Now, read another quote here in the Rapture book. In the Rapture book, page 21. Let me show you here, if I can, real holy life. Page 21, Brother Branham says like this, Jesus wanted fruit for himself. His wife must bring forth the kind of children that he is. Then if they don't bring forth children, bride children, word children, then it's a denominational child. than her first love for the world and the denomination. She'll go right back to that. They cannot bring forth a real, genuine, born-again Christian because there's nothing there to bring it forth.
Listen, brother, you've got to have something to bring it forth with. He said Malachi 4 is going to bring a message that would deliver her out of the womb of the church. Out of the womb. Listen, we're going to deliverance time. Do we know it? Do we know that Malachi 4 is brought a message that is bringing deliverance? Let me just show you a quote here in book number 4. Here, let me just read a quote here if I can find it. Listen what the prophet said. I'm so glad that we've had a prophet, brother. And I'm so glad that the Son of Man has been revealed. Brother, that's our day, brother. Oh, listen what he says on page 246. All right? Now, they asked Brother Branham about, let me just read what he said about it. And you can read the rest of it. Hurry along. He said, absolutely, I just explained that this morning. The same thing. He said, you've got to have all stages. You've got to be begotten of the Spirit, just like a baby is begotten in the womb of the mother, but not born until they receive the Holy Spirit. It couldn't come till the evening time, but it was promised all the way through. But somebody told me, since Brother Childress, they didn't have the token on the day of Pentecost, the original Pentecost, but I beg your pardon, they had the token. They had Jesus Christ. They had the original seed word. They had the dynamic power, the rain on it, and it quickened it, and it manifested. And we've got to get the same thing in this our day. Same thing, same thing. All right, now, hurling along here, I just want to read the quote. What shall I do with Jesus called Christ? Page 29, just a paragraph. You notice what the prophet said here. The dynamics of this church will be a refilling of the Holy Spirit that we have worked in a small measure while the headstone is coming down to unite with the body. But when that headstone and body unite together, the full power, now listen, the full power of the Holy Ghost would raise her up just exactly like even the dead that died in Christ for hundreds of years ago will rise in the beauty of his holiness and take a flight to the sky. The dynamic is the Holy Ghost. We're talking about adoption time, brethren, at the fullness, when he himself, the Son of Man, the second wave. I believe I need to read that it is the rising of the sun, because there's so much controversy over some of this. One brother told me, said, we don't need the Holy Spirit no more. We've got the Word now. And that's our witness message. It's the power of God there. They'll kick the signs and wonders out. They'll kick Mark 16 out and going to curse themselves and have to answer before God. Brother Brown said, any church don't have Mark 16 in action? Not even his church. And without the answer before God for it. I tell you sometimes, brother, I tell you there's a lot on us. We can try to dodge it and all this and get around who wants to. But it's in our hands. You can do what you want to. I'm going to lay it out here. It's in your hands. Any church that don't have Mark 16 in action will have to give account before God, brother. And he said he won't even own any other church. It's got to have it in there. I tell you, brothers, I don't know whether we, all right or not. Maybe we need to move up a little bit. We're so afraid of the very thing I think we need. The brethren said we need to be filled with that quickening fire and that dizzy. I'll go along with that. I sure believe that, my brethren. I believe what Brother Branham said, wherever five of those bodies need to be filled. Oh, my brother, we ain't got time to fuss and argue. We better be falling on our face, brother. We better say, God, help me. I need it. That's what the prophet told us. Listen what he says here now on page 15. It is the rising of the sun. I just get all excited when I talk about this because I believe that this is right. I believe that we need what we're talking about. Listen what he says here now. Dropping down here just a little bit. Okay, he says, he was waved over the people
was waved the promised seed that had promise of life. He was waved at the day of Pentecost.
Original.
And when there came a sound from heaven like a waving, mighty, rushing wind and was waved over the people, the Pentecostal people that was up at Pentecost, waiting for the blessing to come. And to be waved again, we realize in the last day, according to Luke 17 and 30. Now he said, according to Luke 17 and 30, this same race sheaf that was waved over them on the day of Pentecost is promised to be waved again. What is it, brother? What is Luke 17 and 30? Sometimes we talk about Luke 17 and 30, but what is it? Now, what does it do to us? Listen to what he says. To be waved again, we realize in the last days, according to Luke 17 and 30, in the Sunday again, in the day that the Son of Man will be revealed or waved over the people. All right, drop him down now. All right, he says, and that word again is waved over the people that the dead tradition of man is dead and the Son of God is alive again. What? Do we need the Holy Spirit, brothers? Or we just need the Word? We need the quickening tie. We need the mechanics and the dynamics together. We need both reins. We need both reins. Amen. We need the teaching reign. And we need the harvest reign. We must have it together or we'll have no crop. We must have it. And I think there's something missing. But the prophet taught it. And he said 1906 was not there. There's some brothers just hung up on quotes, you know. You got to watch those. You can sure miss and perfect, and I've had it done, and I guess I've done it myself. Let me not just lay jump on the other fellow. I've done it myself. But I tell you what, we better watch it. And we better get it right after a while and quit doing it. And I tell you what, you better quit doing it, and I better quit doing it. Or we might just claim we're one of them. Oh, yeah. But it's not one of the things you want to that you let me point it myself. We've all been guilty. But I'll tell you what, the Holy Spirit will stop it. He'll stop it. Now listen to what he said, brethren. Yeah, I've had that word. I tell you, I don't know sometimes. I think we've got some Church of Christ among us. I tell you, I really do. I really do, brethren. I'm honest and sincere. In my heart, I believe we've got some Church of Christ among us. They'll argue you. We've got the Word now, the full Word. We don't need the Holy Spirit. Brother, I've called the Word of God, and it's just exactly that way to me. I said, if that ain't another Church of Christ, then I've never heard that Church of Christ to the core. I don't mean that's any harm now, brother. I mean, if I've been guilty, quit it. Amen. That's the truth now. I've been around a little bit. I don't get around much, so you brothers probably know a lot more than I do. I don't get around much, but I think I run into it sometimes. All right, now, here's what he said. I want to try to make a point. He said, now, here it is. The way she's again now, if they raise that the dead tradition of man is dead and the Son of God is alive, again, the baptism of the Holy Spirit right among us and has given us life. Now, he called that Luke 17, 30. Sometimes I wonder what we make out of Luke 17, 30. I wonder sometimes we can just talk about the Scripture and don't know what he's talking about. Don't have no revelation of what he does in our lives. But it's sinful. I wonder, have you left Luke 17, 30 in the prophet? Or has it struck you? Listen, brothers, have you got it or are you just talking about it? You can talk about second hand or talk at that. Oh, yes, he has admitted to us. He can prove it. The Word still makes flesh, brother. He's still in his body. Son of Man never left. He's here. He's going where his body goes. Oh, sure. Sometimes I wonder, do we really have a revelation on the Son of Man? I've heard talk to many. I've heard so much said about it. I wonder, do we know what it is, brothers? We'll talk about the thunders. Anybody can talk about the thunders. What does it do? I wish they had time. What does it do? I'm quite sure he won't say nothing outside the Word. It'd have to reveal this.
Right.
Amen. If it don't reveal this, you can go with it. All right, it reveals the Word of God. You, according to the prophet, he said, let's return his heart back. whatever those mysteries is, those divine revelations, it lifts me to the heart by our full heart.
And tell me, give me a birth, or give me a revelation that turns my heart back, I get
a rational
faith.
We talk about rational faith. What is it, brother? I say, you got the token, you got rational faith. If you ain't got the token, keep trying to get it. Keep trying to get it. Because you sure need it. You say, you've got to have rational faith. That's exactly what he said. Is it here? You're still trying to get it? Well, I tell you, the thing that gives it to you has been revealed. Amen. I hope you understand me. I hope you, I'm very simple. But I tell you, I love you. And I tell you, I don't want to go without you. I want to go with you.
Amen.
Amen. I want to go with you, brother. Amen. If I can hit you at all, you help me. We want to go together. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? All right. Oh, I'm not selfish about this. I love it. This sweet me. I just want to tell everybody about it. And I just don't like to make any certain doctrines. I tell you, I like to put it all around. Jesus must be the center of everything. Amen. Well, I say, if you got the revelation of Jesus Christ for your day, you should be the happiest person in the world. Amen. For your day. The Jesus for your day, not yesterday, and not in the future, right? Jesus Christ revealed to you. The great mystery been revealed to you. You should be squealing and jumping up and down. Because you won't fuss with nobody. You'll understand every man you meet. Now, when I sit down and if you want to get up here and call me a false prophet, I don't even need to get back up. I don't need to say nothing. I'm glad. No fuss. No fuss. Ain't gonna argue. I'd even smile at you while you're singing. Amen. Sometimes we want to frown. We just can't get well. And I tell you, we need to be stepped on. We need to be rubbed until we can feel up. Amen. That's right. We need to be stiffed and rubbed until we just fill them up. I say this, we need a killing. Amen. You can't get alive until you die. Now, we talk about dying, and the old soul dying, and I sure believe it. But don't you just talk about it. Don't you just talk about it, brother. You better die. It's one thing to talk about it and even see it. But make sure it's happened to you. Amen. Make sure that new man's in there. If he does, he'll manifest himself. I've heard talk about, we got to get to a manifesting life. Brethren, don't you know the new birth is a manifesting life? Don't you know if your life is gone, you've got the life of Christ, you can't live nothing else. Well, if it's not going to try, I don't have to try. If it don't live out through me, I don't even have it.
Right.
I don't even have it. I don't have to try. I don't worry a bit about it. Amen. Oh, we got to try. We got to get up to the top of the pyramid. We can't. We got to try to get adopted.
Oh, I get Christ. You'll be here. You'll be here. You'll manifest everything you need to manifest.
I like what Brother Branham said and how can I overcome. Just going to kind of quote just a little bit. Got it here, but don't want to take much time because I'm going to hurry along. We talk about much adding. Adding that, you can get nothing. You can get nothing.
I know Brother
Man said
many things, that's right. He also said this too.
Oh, the Baptist said, now we don't believe in revelation. Well, how are you going to get him about a revelation? New birth is a revelation, I read it to you. But watch. Brother Man said,
everything that he was ever supposed to do was in it.
All it needed is something to pull it out of there and get his head out. And he turned right around and told us the same thing you said for a time. He said, get him back to you. All right, we talk about the seed, a little seed germ of the nature. Everything that you're ever supposed to do. All you need is sunlight and water.
It'll
take his head out and it'll manifest. It'll overcome. When he overcomes all that muck and that stagnated water and all that filth and everything around it and gets his head out, he'll give out the honey. He'll give out the honey. He'll manifest right in it. And you won't have to try to tell it nothing. It'll do it. when you plant a grain of corn or bean or whatever you plant, I've used an illustration like, you don't go out there and fill it now. Or when it comes to hay now, you've got to put on some leaves. Now, you've got to come on up here and do this, or you're going to do that. So go back and do this. All of you take your name, won't go back to it. If you go out again, you're supposed to do it now, and you won't have to do it now.
We're trying to get people to do this and do that. I'll tell you what we need. Get Jesus Christ. Amen. Get my heart. Amen. He'll fix you up. Oh, my. Yeah, we're too busy trying to do it ourselves, trying to get done, and we missed the whole thing. Why don't you just give up and die? Do you feel something pulling? If you do, try to get out of all that mess you're in. I've been in a mess. This house, I tell you, was a mess. Everything around me was bad and wrong. And I tell you, I had to push through, but there's been something that pressed its way out. And Brother Branham told us, when that thing hits us, and that change dynamic for us, it automatically, quickly, brings our body. That's the Word of God. Oh, we've got it, and we're not subject to the Word of God. You got the Holy Spirit today and deny one word of this? Nah, don't tell me. Now, brother, let's be honest. If we don't have it, let's just be honest, so you never will get it believing you're of God if you don't have it. Listen, brothers, we're looking for something. I have a right to look for something. You have a right to look for something. The world has a right to look for an honor. If we got it, it'll manifest. If it's been revealed to you, it'll express itself. Amen. All right. So he's going to show you. But reading on down here, let me hurry along now here. I get started and I forget where I'm at. The waving of the sheaf. Now notice here. What was the sheaf? The first one that come to maturity. The first one that proved that it was wheat, that proved that it was the sheaf. He said, hallelujah. I'm sure you see what I'm talking about. It was waved over the people the first time. Now listen, it was waved over the people. And the first time there will come forth for the bride age. I told you, brother, we're in the bride age. We're in the bride age. Now watch what he says here. We're in the bride age for a resurrection. Out of this dark denominationalism, there will be a message that the full maturity of the Word has turned back again. Back again. Now, like I've been on the scene. And he said the latter rain couldn't even come, wouldn't even do anything until Malachi 4 comes. And so the peace. That's why 1906 is brother. Malachi 4 and Yahya. And he sees what he's on. What rain do you get on seed? Then you'll get a little crop. Now, I four come. He said, that's what he said in the church age book. And you know, a lot of people said, well, now, 1906 restored Pentecost. There's a truth there. But if you just leave it there, that's not the truth. For the prophet Brother Van said much more. And see, we can take quotes from it. Brother Van said, 1906 did not. But tell me, 1906 had the restoration of the Word? Well, they had the full seed word for their Pentecost brothers. Back then. So, this is what Malachi 4 had to come and bring it back. The teaching rain, the spring of seed, the all loose ends had to be gathered up. What Luther left off, what Wesley left off, and what Pentecost left off. We're talking about the seals. Brothers, they had the seals from the day of Pentecost. That might be a kind of a hard way to make, maybe to say it, but look, brother, what is the seal? What is the seal? The reason we get all mixed up and run out with doctrines, we don't know what it is. What is the seal? The prophet said it's fire. And the prophet said then it went in and fell. Then when Luther came out and left loose in, Wesley let loose in, Pentecost loose in, and he said, Malachi 4 comes, get all those loose ends up. What does it do? Bring back the word of the beast. Oh, that's what it was, brother. Oh, we got to get, that's why you don't even understand getting back to restoration. They had it, brother. You don't get any more than they had. What are you talking about? This thing just predestinated, kicked us out of here. This is the finish of it. That was the beginning, Alpha and Omega. But it's one and the same. One and the same. The prophet said in the unveiling of God, the mighty God unveiled the veil of horror. He said, this is the same thing. Same words, same dynamics, same power, same people, same action, same everything. 1964. same everything in every way. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Some people quote that and don't even know what it means. They quote it, then turn around and pick something out of the Word. That's not making the same.
If you even take the guilt out of the church, you're not even making the same. Out of the Word, if the guilt is part of the Word of God,
is Mark 16 part of the Word of God? Take it out and make it the same?
They had that on the day of Pentecost. And you know what? You didn't have to judge it. It was real.
Third pull, my brethren, if you've got the third pull of Christ in you, the prophet said it'll hit every time.
If you've got the true baptism of the Holy Ghost, it'll hit every time first.
Be right every time. It won't hit and miss. The reason why we hit and miss, maybe we should check ourselves. Maybe we need something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to have to close here pretty quick. Just a few little things I want to drop in. I just wish I had time, but I'm just not going to say too much more. But there's one more quote or two I'd like to read. I'd like to, let me go to God's only presiding place of worship just for a few minutes, so just about 5 o'clock, and I'm going to be cutting off here. Okay, God's only presiding place of worship. A couple little quotes here on page 15. I'd like to read to you. Now listen, he said, if I brought you a message, it would take no effect on you. This is a bride time. This is bride time. Now watch. You've got to get your mission for your day and your hour. You even got to get that in Revelation. Revelation was Christ of your day. See, that's why you've got to die. All right. He said, it would take no effect on you. This is a bride time. If Moses taught the message of Noah, it would take no effect on you. If Jesus taught Moses' message, it would take no effect on you. Because the predestinated seed are laying there that will only be watered by that type of water that's given for that seed. Now listen, brethren, what did he say here? He's saying something. It'll only come forth by the right type of water that's predestinated for that seed, for that angel. It's got to fetch something. It's got to get a revelation of something for it today, and it gets water on the seed by revelation. Now what? But it's got to be the right time. That it'll only be watered by that type of water that's given for that seed. It won't grow any other condition. It must be the condition that grows it. Okay, now on page 27, I believe it is. Let me hurry here. Page 27. Now, here I think might be some of our trouble. Brother Branham says like this, trying to go back and say, well, now, we're Lutherans. We want to come up here. He said, you've got to die through the Lutheran age to be born into the Western age. Oh, but just one verse always says, nah, each one of them had texted for their day, my brother. Now, that's what I'm trying to say now. Each one of them had a revelation for their day, had a message for their day. Each one of them did. All right. Listen to what he says here. Real simple. He said, Lutheran, they had to die to be born into the Western age. You have to die through the Western age to be born into the Pentecostal age. And he said, you have to die in the Pentecostal age and leave nothing of it and burn it with fire, because it's going to be burnt like the salt and that the wheat come up out of, the salt, the denomination. It's got to be burnt, so don't bring your denomination over in the new message. Brand new message, brother. He said, this is the word now. Amen. Pentecost only had three-fourths of the seed. Okay. Now, masterpiece closing. Closing on the masterpiece. Now, God's masterpiece, brothers. He's got to have a masterpiece. Oh, I tell you, I just pray that we are his masterpiece, because we got to have the word. Steve is the word. And we got to be the word. On page 33, I always love this. I just love this when I heard the masterpiece preacher just done something for me. Now listen what he says here in the masterpiece. Notice, he says, it'll never be. He said, the harvest time, the seed is back to its original condition. At harvest time, it's back. Restoration. Full word. Like the head on the day of Pentecost. Full word, brethren. Full word.
Brother Barnett is talking about the restoration. Somebody said we go back to the Garden of Eden.
Right, but they did too.
That's the thing. I've heard brothers say we go back to the Garden of Eden condition.
But they said the Pentecost, on the day of Pentecost, didn't go back, but the prophet said they did. Prophet said they did too. See, now here's the thing about it. Everything, but a house.
He said they went back on the day of Pentecost to the authority, the power, the word, and everything was restored. Everything but the house was different. Only thing. Now, brethren, here's the thing about Father's authority. Is this adoption time when we're supposed to have authority? Is this understanding, brother Van, when the light thing comes to the bride, is intelligence? Is that right? Understanding. Now, that's what adoption time brings on. If you're living in adoption time, we should have some understanding. Now, don't tell me that we're adopted and don't know what it is. And don't tell me we're adopted and don't know what the message is. Brother Branham said, when this message was lit up to you, revealed, then it's no secret to you. You know it's Jesus Christ. And you won't try to make it nothing else with Jesus Christ. If you say this thing's been revealed to you and you run out on a limb with this doctrine and that doctrine don't make it all Jesus Christ, something wrong somewhere, brother. This whole message was to reveal Jesus Christ. He said the seals reveal the full revelation of Jesus Christ. The complete revelation. Okay. Where did we get a dynamic from? Where did we get the light of rain from, brother? Where'd that come from? It had to come somewhere. Where did we get it from? He told us what it would do. He told us what the thunders would do, brother. And this our day. All right. Notice what he says here, closing now. The sea is back to its original condition and must have all the word in order to be the seed. It cannot have half of the word of the seed. It won't grow. It's got to be the whole seed, he said. It's got to not manifest and say, I believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I believe in speaking in tongues. He said, that's just part of the seed. Now, I'm reading on what he's saying through the ages. Pentecost. But now, there's added to that. He said, hallelujah. See, the seed. Now, watch what he says. And now, as I do that, to see, the life, not the gift. Now, here's where a lot of people goes off. Oh, we don't have the gift. Well, he said, we have that life. Well, you don't take away justification. Luther had justification. Oh, I've got it, but I don't have justification. You have it all. Here's what he says now. That's just part of the seed. Talking about speaking in tongues and all that, day of Pentecost. I mean, not the day of Pentecost, but 1906. He said, but now there's added to that, hallelujah, the life, not the gift, the life of the gift. See, what I mean, we're at the end time, brother. He said, we're at the end time. Coming on down. He said, now, all true life that was in the salt, the tassel, and the husk is now gathered in the seed, ready for the resurrection, ready for the harvest. The alpha has become the omega. Same thing. The first has become the last, and the last the first. The seed that went in has come through a process and become seed again. What seed went in, brethren? The church on the day of Pentecost, the true seed of God, the original word seed, fell in, and it's back out again. Now watch what he says here. The seed that went in has come through a process and come back to seed again. The seed that fell in the Garden of Eden and died there has come back from that imperfect seed that died there, come back to a perfect seed, the second Adam. Now watch. The first seed that fell was used in the second Reformation, the second coming, as bringing forth a child. Now has become true bride again. He said, the seed right back with the original word again. Well, they must have had it on the day of Pentecost, the original. Original word again. The Alpha and Omega is the same. He said, I'm Alpha and Omega. He never said nothing in between. I'm Alpha and Omega. In between, my brethren, church ages, they've been two way sheaves. Two eternal days, two times that the fullness of God was poured out, the real, true revelation. Paul had, let me say this in closing, Paul had
glory of God revealed in him, said so, that was hid from ages and generations, is now revealed in him. The same revelation had it according to the word, and even according to the prophet. Now, if we understand, but now the way we've been taught, we get so much different. The seals reveal something that's never been real. The mystery has never been revealed. It was lost and hid through the ages. They didn't know it. But Paul said it was. Same mystery that Brother Branham talked about. Been hid from ages and generations. Brother Branham talked about so much. Paul said in Romans 16, verse 25 and 26, you can read it for yourself. Many, many places he said it. Colossians, he said it. Ephesians, he said it. Many, many places. And you know what that mystery was? Even the prophet said in Timothy, 1 Timothy 3 and verse 16, without controversy, great is the mystery of God. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on into the world, and was received up into glory. That mystery, the prophet said, that was the mystery. I'm glad I'm part of it. I'm glad I'm part of that mystery. And that's why Revelation 10 and 7 said when he comes, he'll finish it, I'll complete it. Bring it back, and we've got the full revelation again. The word that was lost and went down, come back out again. It's of the prophet, my brother. We've had the prophet, Revelation 10, and she said it. There will be another thing added to it. And you better not take nothing away from it. We've got the complete revelation of God. Seventh seal, my brother. What is the seventh seal? Christ. What is the thunder? Christ. What is the token? Christ. What is the rapture of faith? It's Christ. Look at it. Everything. I had a chart drawn. Just everything, and you're running back. Don't get yourself tied up, brothers, and say, they didn't have it, they didn't have this. Don't get yourself tied up. They quotes will get you in trouble. So, brethren, let's let the third pool run its course. Because the prophet said, let the third pool, when the squeeze comes, looking away to Jesus. But I like to bring something else in. Sometime I hear some of the brethren, maybe bring it in, but brethren, that's not what all of it. He said, let the third pool then. He said, I might not even be here. I'm not going to be honest. When the squeeze comes, watch it. Yeah, watch the manifest. He said, he might not even be here. But the prophet, how can overcome? August the 25th, he said, Brother Lamb stood after the Christ, the mystery of God was revealed. Once, brother, that he was saying something when he preached Christ, the mystery of God revealed. That's right. Second door run out. That's exactly right, brother. I think he was revealing the seventh seal. What's coming off? The threefold mystery of God. And when he got done, that brought on the third floor, my brother, which was Christ. He preached, that's right. And almost one month later, just a few days later, and how can I overcome when he preached that? And the perfect faith, he said, the third pool is in me now.
Amen.
A month later, he preached that, never said the pool. The open of the seven seals, or open of the word, was the third pool. Where we at, brother? We're afraid of it? Where is the third pool at today? My Lord, I wonder sometimes, brother, if we don't get to all of these stuff. I make a lot of doctrines, look for a lot of things. You'll never see it. You're at Lake Lake, right? That's right. I wish I had a lot of time, but God bless you. I love you. Appreciate you, brother. Keep on. God bless you, brother.